Hi, I'm Pam, compulsive overeater. And I live, like I said, I live down in Ventura, well, near, in Thousand Oaks near Ventura. And I'm grateful to be here. I came into program in 1983, so I've been here quite a while. And one thing I can say is I never left. I won't say I have a continuous abstinence from them because that's not my story. My story is one of a lot of relapses, a lot of long-term recovery, but then relapses. And those relapses always started for me with my drug of choice, which is sugar. And I'm grateful I no longer crave sugar. I don't want sugar. It's just, not something that's even in my ability to say, oh, gee, that looks good. Let me go in there, or whatever. It's just not on, it's not an option, for me. And I'm grateful for that for today. And like I said, it came in 83. I first started in Orange County, Cal, in the Orange County area. And then I went into the LA area and then out to San Fernando Valley and then out to Ventura. So I've, just been around in California. And I'm, gosh, my life has changed so much since I got here. And I guess I've been here 43 years. I currently have, what is it? God, since 2013, so that'll be, I guess, 14 years of abstinence. I have 14 years of abstinence now, or something like that. My brain's not totally working this morning. That comes with older age, unfortunately. I came in around 200 pounds, and at that point in time, I couldn't stop eating. I have pictures. I don't even know if you can see them, but I'll try to just show one. I don't know if you can see it. But I was, miserable and overweight, and I hated myself. And I had tried a lot of different ways to lose weight. I tried Weight Watchers like so many times. I probably could have had tons of those cards. I tried Nutrisystem and numerous other diets. I remember the spinach and hamburger diet, just all these weird diets. And it never took the weight off and kept it off. It was all that whole thing. If I could just lose this, then I'd be okay, then I'd be popular, then I'd fit in, all that stuff for me. And I really learned a lot about myself since coming into this program. I came in, was abstinent that day and wrote, got a sponsor about a week later. I was always eager to work this program. I always wanted what you guys had because to me, compulsive overeating was just like a killer for me. I was suicidal at times with this disease because I hated myself so much for eating and just a bunch of other things. I've got OCD, I've got ADHD. I've got fibromyalgia. I've got all this stuff. Thank you, God, for giving me all these opportunities for growth. What can I say? That's what my life has been about in this program is lots of opportunities for growth and change and looking at things differently than I used to look at things because it was always like, oh, it's that person's fault or it was my parents' fault or If that hadn't been there, I wouldn't have eaten it. Just that, all that stuff. But I really learned how to take responsibility for who I was and what I do in this program. I learned to turn that finger, that pointing finger, around to remembering, well, there's one pointing out and three pointing back. So what is it about that person that really makes me upset? And to write about those things. I do do a lot of writing in this program. I've written a lot of inventories. My daily routine is I get up, I meditate, and then I take my sponsee calls, I read some the OA One Day at a Time books. I work on whatever steps or readings I'm at with the people I sponsor, and I write. I try to write every day. That doesn't always happen. But it's, one day at a time program, and I've learned it's not about beating myself up. It's about and self-love. I couldn't do that when I can. Years, it's from my
Oh, Pam, you're kind of breaking up. It's still breaking up, so I don't know if you've already turned off your video. That sometimes helps. So we still
Well,
can't hear you. Oh. Try
that
again.
my
Try again, yeah.
okay. Can you hear me now?
Yep. Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Internet used to be so much better. I don't know if it's gotten, what's happened to that technology. I've worked through a lot of stuff in this program. I have been married. Well, I've been married four times, and I'm currently married to the love of my life. And we've been married 10 years, just had our anniversary. And I had the other two marriages were like starter marriages before I was 30. My mother used to say, "Why did you have to marry them? Couldn't you just have lived with them or something?" But I don't know what was in my head, But anyway, so I've been through all that. I have a son who's 30, who, I'm so grateful for, because I went through infertility stuff with him. And he lives with us. And my husband has a son who lives with us too, who's 31. But things are different these days. It just seems so much simpler when I was growing up. And sometimes I yearn for those days of, not so accessible and so all these other slower pace type things. Anyway, so I went through a lot of stuff. I've been through a lot of different, I've had the same career this whole time. I have been disabled since 2011. And, due to a lot of back surgeries and fibromyalgia and neck surgeries and a bunch of other stuff like that. Like I said, I'm just grateful for being here, and every day I'm grateful for. And last year I had a heart scare and had found out I had what was that thing? AFib and a flutter, and had a ablation. So hopefully that's fixed. So that, all these things that I've been through, I have, I'm a very fear-based person, and I've had to really, really work on turning it over to God and remembering who's in control and it's not me. And remembering that I'm powerless over not just food, but people, places, and things. And the only person I can control is me. And there's a lot of things I do differently than I used to do. I don't put myself in situations where I'm going to be abused. I grew up in a home of a narcissistic mother and father, and I really didn't think I had the right to exist. I didn't know who I was for a long time because of, trying to people please so much. I know this is a disease of people pleasing too. I work in other program. Of course, I've worked a lot of other programs. I've worked DA, I've worked Al-Anon, and right now I'm working ACA with OA. OA is my main program and my base disease. And it's, I feel like every time I work a new program, they always say, credits don't transfer. Well, they don't. It's always a different thing. And it's always more learning about yourself. And I've done a lot of stuff to help me, focus on what's important in life, which is just staying in the present and loving and being kind to myself. And all this, oh, not again, another. Can you guys still hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because it says unstable again. That's why I have the video off. And the whole thing with getting older is I forget. I'm 66, almost 67. And some days are better than others. So, gosh, I don't know where I was anyway. So I, like I said, I've been through a lot of stuff. And when I get really feeling scared, I just close my eyes and remember that God is there for me. And that I have people in my life who love me. And I love myself now. Because I didn't used to. I know I was going to say something about surrender and acceptance. For me, this program is a lot about surrender and acceptance. When my weight was higher, about 20 pounds higher in this abstinence, it was about acceptance. Every time I've lost my abstinence and gotten it back, it's been about acceptance. It's been about, okay, wherever I am, start there. Accept myself exactly as I am. Because the beating myself up doesn't work. And it never really did. But it was just all I knew how to do. Like a lot of stuff in this program, all I knew how to do was eat when I was in the midst of a lot of things in my life. And I learned I didn't have to do that anymore here. I didn't have to eat over things. I could just walk through things. And I've done that with the help of sponsors, friends in OA, sponsees, and I feel so blessed just to have a program. Because whenever I'm in a spot and I'm thinking, man, this is, that person's whatever or whatever's going on, it's like I have a program. They don't. And I need to work my program because that keeps me sane and centered and just grateful and staying in that gratitude. I try to make a gratitude list every day. And it, some of the same things are on that list every day. And that's okay. And I'm, I just feel so blessed to be in this life and to be alive. Because when I went through that heart stuff, man, that really scared me. That was like, I've been through like 13 other surgeries and stuff with other things and jaw surgeries and just other stuff. But the thing that scared me the most was the heart thing, because that is like, that's not really, that's just something that's, it's not like you can, whatever. I don't know. It's been really hard for me. And I have to pray a lot about that and ask God to be there with me. And when my heart was racing that one time, I was on the doctor's table and he's just like, "It's okay, it's okay." And I was just like, but my heart's going up and down from like 180 to 60 to 180 to 60. And I was so scared. And I just sat in that moment and just remembered that God is with me and that I'm going to be okay. And going through all the stuff I've been through two bankruptcies, I've been through numerous job, changes in my life. The last place I worked, I was there 10 years. So I've done a lot of stuff in this program, and the only way I want to go through life is with OA and being in this program, because for me, really, there's no other way. That being unaccepting about what's going on just doesn't work for me anymore. And like I said, I don't choose to be in places where I'm going to be someone's going to say something. My parents were both people who would say things, and I would just look at them and go, "Oh my gosh, how could someone say that?" After a while, it just became to that point. I had to look at them and just say, "Oh, I've got to go to the bathroom," and go to the bathroom and just laugh and just say, "I had to have a change of the way I thought about things." And that's what this program has given me, is a change to the way I think about things, that I don't have to keep thinking the same way. And to have a sponsor that when I tell, I read her my writing, she goes, "Well, how about this? Why don't you do this?" It never occurred to me to do some of these things she suggested. And they're so simple. It's not like rocket science. And when I sponsor, I try to be a channel if there's something there that God wants me to say. And this program has given me my intuition back about things. Like whenever I feel like that little thing that says, "Hey, maybe you should do this," I do it. And, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Other little things, maybe you should bring your jacket, or maybe you should bring this, or do this to have this. And I feel more comforted in that. I don't know whether to say that I'm just so grateful. God has seen fit in his wound system to make me intolerant to gluten. So I'm gluten free now. So I'm gluten free. I don't eat sugar. Only thing I really eat are fruits, vegetables, protein. I eat some carbs, but I really don't like certain carby things. I'm just grateful. And so, when I was on a trip, I remember I was on a trip in Europe with my mom, and before she passed away, and people there were having this wonderful dessert. They were, "Oh, I've never had this," and these are all people who have a lot of money, so they've had all these desserts, who knows where. And my thought for that was, I've already had those ingredients, just in a different way. So I don't have to feel like I'm really missing out on stuff anymore, because I've already had those ingredients some other way. And I take comfort in that, and in that God is with me in my life. So I'm so blessed, and I thank you for letting me speak today, and thanks. Forward to hearing from you.